I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Gee, it's turkey weekend hangover right now, and we're all thinking about, oh man, maybe my clothes are a little too tight after having that. What's that? What's the trip? Some tryptophan that you get from the turkey that makes you sleepy?
There's a lot of fins in the UP, so
right.
There's lots of people that tryptophan up there.
Sorny. But now, speaking of the UP, we have a love affair with clothing that is made on the western end of the UP, a company called Stormy Cromer. I know between you and I, we have a bunch of it, and I can never get enough. It's
right.
Wonderful. So we have a guest with us today,
that's
right?
That's right. We have the, I believe, president. Is that right? Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer. How are you, Gina?
I'm good. How are you?
Did I give you a promotion or a demotion?
No, you're right on.
Cool. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
So tell people, if they don't know somehow, I can't imagine, but tell us who Stormy Cromer is.
Sure. So we are the kind of iconic red black plaid cap with the ear band that pulls down. We're based in Ironwood in the far western end of the UP, as you said, and it's a hat that's been around for over 100 years. Was started in Wisconsin by a gentleman named Stormy Cromer, and my family's sewing factory took it over in 2001, and we've been just, you know, having a lot of fun making the caps, but also a whole array of other products, apparel and coats and jackets and vests and mittens, mostly in wool, but really designed to keep you warm during the winter. So we're up here in the UP and building the right clothes to help you survive the UP and other similar climates.
That's right. And Jop and I adorn your clothing all the time. And like, I've got my green wool coat on today and my white Stormy Cromer hat.
Yeah. Gina, we have to settle. You're the authority, all right? One of us is the hero, one of us is the goat. Do you make a white hat for a man, or is it a lady's hat?
Ooh, I'm gonna be honest. It was designed as a lady's hat.
Okay. I knew I had to ask today.
It's a funny story.
But we have seen men wearing them, so it's not the first time I've heard of that.
Below the bridge, though, right? I mean, Flatlanders, yeah.
Here's the reason I have it. My brother went into your factory store where you sell your seconds.
Yeah.
And he just said, I need the biggest hat you can get. And somebody dug through the bin and go, well, this is big enough for a watermelon. And he goes, I'll take it. He brought it home, and I loved it because it fit. I have a giant crown. And then when I met your dad years ago, when you guys came on board with us and helped us with the GI barbecue donations and everything,
yep.
I was telling him how much I loved my white hat. And he goes, well, you know, that white hat, that's a lady's hat. I said, I don't care. I love it.
Yeah. So he's unique.
That's all that
he stands
matters,
out.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He stands out in the crowd. But anyway, so tell us what's going on at Stormy with regard to new products that are coming out, because you're all the time doing something.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of fun things for this fall. We did launch a really nice bag collection. So most of the bags are in waxed cotton. So, you know, a briefcase, a duffel bag, an overnight bag, dop kits, little pouches, field bags, all kinds of good stuff. Also some purses for the ladies. So a really nice collection of bags. We have actually a lot of new apparel. About a year, well, almost 2 years ago now, we hired a full-time product designer that we had not done that as a full-time employee before. We had just used some various contractors, and we really upgraded our expertise when we made this hire. And so because of the long lead time on apparel, it's just all the designs that she's been working on are just coming out this fall. So there's some great items for both men and women, new jackets and vests and things that's really expanded our apparel line, which is great. And of course, you know, one of the big things we did this year, we did this a lot earlier in the year, but was to add in a flannel face covering. So in the year of COVID, and something that we all need when we're out and about. So that's been fun to offer in some of our different plaid designs.
Now, that's a mask I might not throw a fuss about.
Yeah.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your red, black plaid or your whatever. We got a couple other colors as well. Right. So that's fun to do.
Do you make any that say, my governor's an idiot? Because that would be another one.
We firmly stay out of politics here. Yeah,
Gina,
Summer.
You're a smart lady. We knew that. We knew that. Unlike my radio partner here, he can't help himself sometimes. But Gina, are you still making the wax cotton vest with the red and black plaid lining in it?
Absolutely. Yep, it's a very good seller.
I can tell you that every time I wear that vest, I get compliments on it. People are like, wow, where did you get that? It's just so classic. And
it's very sharp.
It's manly, too, man. I put that on, and I'm like, yeah, all right, we're going to go outside.
Yeah, even for a troll, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yep, we are that. If we're nothing, we are trolls from down below. But so where do people find your stuff? Is there websites they go to? Do they go to retailers? Help us out.
Yeah, you can do both. We've got a website, StormyKramer.com. We also have, I think, 200 retailers in the state of Michigan, and then, of course, beyond that as well. So we have many, many retailers, and especially in the kind of tough, challenging year for retail this year, we'd love for folks to find a retailer near them. On our website, if you go down to the bottom, there's a place you can click, and you put in your zip code, and you can find the nearest dealer near you. But, of course, you can always order on our website as well, StormyKramer.com.
And Kramer's with a K, right?
Yes, Kramer with a K.
Yep, very cool.
So what's on the horizon for Kramer?
Oh, that's a good question. It's been such a strange year that it's been a little more difficult to think about the future. It's like kind of just keeping up with day to day. But we've been working on a spring collection for next spring, so we're trying to get a little less seasonal with our business and offer some more like waxed items and like trucker caps and T-shirts and some of our bags and things for the summer. So that's exciting. And I don't know. We're just starting to work on next fall's product line as well. So we've got just getting into some new fabrics, like working with recycled fabrics a lot. So wools that have some recycled fibers in them that we've kind of stumbled upon recently, and trying to incorporate a little bit more of that into our product line as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I took my Stormy Kramer mittens to deer camp, and on the coldest day I sat there, and the only thing cold on me was my feet.
Yeah, do you sell Stormy Kramer boots?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, but no, that's great. Well,
it's nice having Michigan-made products, and of course, we have an affinity for your product. Your kindness and you helping us with our fundraiser for the troops was really over the top. I still see those hats, and it's heartwarming because we got to bring barbecue to three different military bases, and they now have giant smokers, and the troops are getting a little bit of love anyway.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, we're always glad to help with great efforts like that, and certainly supporting our troops is something that we're proud to be a part of.
Okay. Gina Thorson, president of Stormy Kramer in Ironwood, Michigan, as far west as you can go in Michigan.
That's right.
The land of my Grammy.
Yep, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for making time for us, Gina.
You got it, guys. Good
All
talking
right.
to you.
Right,
say hi
care.
To Bob.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, wonderful. If you don't own any Stormy Kramer apparel, check out their website or find a retailer, even better.
And read their story because it is moving. Right. What they've done. It's just moving.
They're a large employer up there, too. Very, very big
very
part
large.
Of the economy in Ironwood. But anyway, coming up next, there's got to be leftovers in your fridge. There is mine. We're going to see what we can do with them. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. you know you're dying for a good root beer float.